Good morning. Well, US markets finished mostly higher in overnight trade. In fact, just finishing shy of their best levels on record. And what seemed to have been helping in the recent days is the perception, at least, that the trade dispute and the fresh trade tariffs announced by both the US and China maybe not quite as bad as the market was fearing. And also, it has been quite well telegraphed for a couple of weeks now. It certainly doesn't mean that things can't escalate, but for now, markets have responded quite positively. The Dow Jones finishing off its highs, but still managing to lift 158 points or 0.6%. The S&P 500 was up a tenth of a percent, and the real losers were technology stocks. Microsoft, Amazon and Apple were all down, so the Nasdaq fell back by approximately a tenth of a percent. The market are quite optimistic last night, and that was evidence in the way that the market moved. Basically, we had the telcos, the property stocks, the utilities, generally considered to be defensive stocks, losing a bit of ground, and we had some strong gains in trade-sensitive areas of the market. So industrials did very well. They've really underperformed this year, partly on the concerns of the trade fears. Caterpillar, the equipment maker, was up 2.5%. We also had Boeing lifting by approximately 0.5%. The banks in the US have also been lifting. We had 10-year Treasury yields rising above 3%, and they've stayed there for the last couple of days. And there's also a market expectation that rates could rise next week by the Federal Reserve when it meets next. So this is the sort of thing that can be beneficial for bank margins. So JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs made a big difference last night, lifting by about 3%. The US dollar also pulled back on some renewed optimism in markets for now. So that's the sort of thing that can help commodity prices. And last night we had the price of oil lifting 1.7% to around $71 per barrel. Iron ore up about 30 cents, so that was another improver. And even the price of gold managed to lift as well to its highest level of the week at around 1,208. So we had strong gains across many mining stocks overnight in London. BHP and Rio, in fact, were both up in the order of 3%. So what will be interesting today is if we can continue on that positive sentiment, or if the miners won't perhaps do as well. Keep in mind that yesterday the miners did rise by about 3%. That's both BHP and Rio in Australia trade. And also last night, one of the big rating agencies, Fitch, downgraded its rating on BHP, saying that this was partly off the back of its planned divestment or sale of its energy assets in the US. It makes it a less diversified business. So interesting day ahead for the miners. Today, the Aussie market is set for a largely flat start, with SPY futures, for now at least, down 4 points or a tenth of a percent after lifting by about 0.5% yesterday. Plenty of being paid out in dividends today, almost $2 billion, in fact, mainly from Rio Tinto, Woodside and Alumina, to a lesser extent ResMed. And on the economic front, we get economic growth out of New Zealand, population data, which is out just every quarter, and detailed jobs data for August as well. The Aussie dollar, a winner last night. It sits at 72.6 US.